Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a warm start this morning with temperatures in the 60s in a lot of places. I'll show you how hot a week we have in store.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in downtown Raleigh, where several dozen residents were forced out of the Sir Walter apartment building here behind me, all due to an overnight fire. Coming up, what we know about the investigation.
We also have breaking news. Two people are dead after a fire destroyed a mobile home. We'll tell you what we have learned from fire officials.
And this morning, we're live here on UNC's campus, where an encampment is still in place here on campus as we enter another day of protesting, students calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and for the university to cut any ties with funding to Israel.
A lot happening here on this Monday as you wake up here at 4:30 with us. We're glad you're with us. We'll get you caught up on what you need to know. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, busy Monday. Here we go. Beautiful weather on the way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRI Severe Weather Center. We are starting off rather warm, but it's just going to go up from here.
It really is. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh. This is, of course, is the Daily Planet at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. In downtown, it is 60 degrees. We have a little bit of a breeze out there. It's a southwest wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Not gusty, but just a touch breezy. But that wind is coming out of the southwest, and so that's going to keep things very warm. Not just today, but for really the entire week. We have the top of the tower lit in blue for clear skies, and we have a pretty day ahead, looking at some 50s down south, 59 in Fayetteville, 58 in Clinton, but elsewhere temperatures are in the low 60s right now. Again, our winds are on the you know, steady side at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Not terribly breezy, but just enough wind that you'll notice it potentially as you head out the door. Temperatures will stay in the 60s all the way until around 10 a.m. Lunchtime 78. We're looking at highs in the mid 80s for this afternoon, so it is going to be a warm one. And even though, you know, it's not unusual for us to see temperatures that warm this time of year, it is well above normal. I'll show you what the normals are and how many hot days we'll see this week coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news. Dozens of people are out of their homes after a fire at an apartment building in downtown Raleigh. Brett Neese is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He joins us live from the Sir Walter apartment. And Brett, I understand crews are working to clear the building. How is that going?
Yeah, Renee, they were able to clear it pretty quickly. Just around 2 a.m. is when this all happened here behind me, right downtown on Fayetteville Street. I want to get you to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This will show you a better idea of what this scene looked like just a short while ago after this fire broke out. We're going to find out from fire officials just how big this fire was. I am told that it happened on the 7th floor, and several residents tell me there was just so much smoke in those upper floors. When they opened their doors to get out of the building, that smoke hit them like a wall, and it was very scary for a lot of these people. They were all mostly able to get out. Everyone is safe. That's the good news. Not everybody was able to get out of the building, however, because a number of people that live here are handicapped. And fortunately, they are all safe, though. They have cleared the building. They've cleared the building of most of the smoke. There are a couple of floors still that residents are not able to return to, but several of the lower floors now here after 4:30, residents have been able to go back into. I'm hoping to get an update from the Raleigh Fire Department, and in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, I'll have an update in about 30 minutes. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
And I'm Chris Lovingood in the WRAL Live Center with a breaking news story. This is coming from Moore County. Two men have been killed in a house fire that happened there. This is video behind me. You can see the smoke billowing from the home after that fire happened there. We know that fire crews got the call just after midnight about this fire. This is on Union Church Road near Carthage. You can clearly see the heavy firefighter response there. When firefighters arrived, most of this house was burning. Again, you can just see the charred home, the damage done to it. We do have a crew on the way. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is headed to Moore County right now, trying to get more specifics, including trying to learn from investigators, how did this fire start? Stay with WRAL News as we are on top of this breaking news story.
This morning, UNC student protesters still have an encampment set up on the main quad of Chapel Hill's campus. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from UNC's campus. And Laura, what are you seeing there at this time of the morning?
Hey, Renee, good morning. We are entering day four of students protesting here at UNC. Take a look behind me where you can see these tents set up here once again this morning with this encampment at Polk Place. Now, overall, many students are asleep right now. Others are up keeping watch. I have seen some students leaving, some arriving with their personal items and plastic bags, ready to camp out as long as they can. Now, students set the tents up again last night after university officials told them to take them down on Friday. Student Justice for Palestine, the group organizing the protest and encampment, told us university officials said they would do a sweep but did not specify who would do it or when. The students say they are calling for a ceasefire and the end to U.S. aid to Israel. They are also calling on the school to disclose investments to Israel and to end funding to companies tied to Israel.
The most moving part of it is that the people of Gaza have started to speak on it, and you know, we're getting messages from them that say, like, thank you to the American universities for standing up for this, and of course ultimately this is all about them.
Now, that young woman you just heard from was actually a Duke student. Just to give you an idea of how widespread this is across the Triangle, many students from different campuses standing in solidarity with them. I can tell you Chapel Hill Police is here on the scene right now, just kind of monitoring the situation, just keeping watch, I'm told. They were just checking in with them a few minutes ago just to make sure everyone was okay. But these students say that they plan to stay here until they see the university take action. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Hundreds were arrested or detained for protesting on campuses across the country over the weekend, from Arizona to Missouri, where 80 people were arrested at Washington University in St. Louis, some now released. Saturday at USC, the school's famed Trojan statue was vandalized, and images show tactical police units surrounding the campus. At UCLA, dueling rallies faced off with pro-Palestinian protesters calling for an end to the war in Gaza and protesters supporting Israel, saying college protests have fueled hate speech.
New this morning, investigators are trying to figure out what caused a house fire in Cumberland County. Fire broke out on Loop Road in Linden around 10 last night. And as you see, that home is believed to be a complete loss. One person was living there. No one was hurt in the fire. More than 500 people are expected to rally around St. Augustine's University today for a Love, Hope, and Unity walk. A number of groups are working to uplift the St. Aug's community as it faces severe financial troubles, as well as a battle over its accreditation. Organizers want to bring awareness to current issues by also shedding light on the university's legacy and what it means to the community.
This will probably be, in our 157-year history, the first time you will see Falcons coming together to save our universities.
It definitely makes my heart smile to know that the community and supporters and friends of St. Augustine University are out there.
The rally begins at 10 this morning. It ends at 1 o'clock, and people are encouraged to wear blue and white.
There will be an increased police presence at Enloe High School in Raleigh today. It's a precaution after a gun scare on Friday that turned out to be a false alarm. According to police radio traffic, a student was sent a photo of her boyfriend on the football field. There were concerns he may have been armed. That put the school on lockdown while police conducted a room-by-room search. Police never found a gun or the boyfriend.
Raleigh police are working to arrest the person responsible for a shooting that injured a man. It happened around 10:30 Sunday morning on Herndon Oaks Way near Trawick Road. Police say a man broke into his ex-girlfriend's home and got into a fight with her current boyfriend. The current boyfriend was shot in the chest. He's recovering from surgery in critical but stable condition. Police say they have identified the suspect and are working to get warrants for his arrest.
Starting today, a new hotline will help people who were formerly incarcerated get resources they need to get back on their feet. It's called the Recidivism Reduction Call Center. Advocate Kerwin Pittman created this first-of-its-kind hotline in the state. It'll be staffed Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and the goal is to help folks reentering society get jobs, find living arrangements, and get resources to become productive members of society. Pittman says this hotline was funded by donations and grants.
This definitely goes hand in hand with Second Chance Month, particularly this month in April. And so we want to make sure we highlight second chance years, right? Not just months. And so this hotline will hopefully be around for years and will evolve into something that we have never imagined before.
That hotline will launch today, and you can see the number on your screen, 1-888-852-0004.
Rocky Mount police are looking for a driver who got into a car crash and then hit a person while leaving that scene. It happened Saturday night at the intersection of U.S. 64 Alternate West and Highway 64. The police say the pedestrian was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Investigators are still working to identify the driver who left the scene.
The Carolina Hurricanes will try again tomorrow night to close out their first-round playoff series. They will host the New York Islanders for Game 5 at PNC Arena. The Canes lead the series 3-1 after dropping Game 4 to New York in double overtime on Saturday. If the Canes advance to the second round, we now know who they will play. The New York Rangers finished off a sweep of the Washington Capitals yesterday. The Rangers now await the winner of the series between the Canes and Islanders.
4:40 is the time right now on your Monday, and this morning we are hearing from friends and family of Chapel Hill native Keith Siegel, who's being held hostage by Hamas.
Looks like this is going to be a critical week, and perhaps we'll find a way to bring him home.
The emotions they're feeling after seeing proof Keith is still alive and their hopes for his release.
And Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis met privately over the weekend. What we know about the talk between the former rivals.
And we give you this live look down Salem Street in Apex. It's going to be a warm day to start our week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that and the next chance for rain.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44, and look at this. The DPAP is all lit up still after a great homestand over the weekend. I mean, the weather was just beautiful this weekend. 60 degrees right now. Raleigh's at 60, and Fayetteville is sitting at 59. So we have a nice, mild start to the morning. Maybe a light jacket, but, you know, because temperatures are going to be warm this afternoon. Kids are going to want to head out in their shorts and T-shirts for sure. Temperatures are in the low to mid, will be in the low to mid-60s by about 7 or 8 o'clock this morning. And we take a look at our cloud cover. We're going to be completely clear today, looking absolutely beautiful. A good day for exercise. I wouldn't maybe wait until, you know, the middle of the afternoon because it is going to be fairly hot. Not terribly humid for today, however. I'm going to take a look at the humidity and show you when it does start to climb a little later in the week coming up.
Elizabeth, thank you. At least four people are dead after tornadoes ripped through southeastern Oklahoma. The National Weather Service says large tornadoes touched down Saturday night. A four-month-old baby was among the people who died. At least 100 other people were hurt as tornadoes flattened buildings and flipped cars. The state's governor issued a state of emergency in 12 counties.
Chapel Hill native Keith Siegel is being held hostage right now by Hamas. The militant group released this video of him Saturday. WRL talked with his childhood friend, Alan Tal, about his reaction to this new video. And Tal says he feels great relief that his friend is still alive, but he has fears over what will happen next. In the video, Siegel calls for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a hostage release deal with Hamas. An Egyptian delegation also recently visited Israel as part of an effort to reach a deal.
Looks like this is going to be a critical week, and perhaps we'll find a way to bring him home and give him some semblance of a life after the nightmare that he has suffered.
Siegel's wife Aviva and their daughters also put out a video asking for his release. Siegel's niece Hannah also spoke after seeing the video.
I have faith that we can do a deal now, but I also think that if that isn't possible, then the Biden administration should think about what they can do directly to bring our American citizens home.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in the Middle East today, along with foreign ministers from several other countries, as work continues to reach a ceasefire deal and hostage release.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia today. This is video of him arriving there just a few hours ago. He'll be meeting with top Arab officials, as well as foreign ministers from France, Germany, and the UK. They're working to help Israel and Hamas reach a ceasefire and agree to a release of hostages.
World Central Kitchen says it plans to restart aid efforts in Gaza. Their work was paused when seven aid workers were killed by Israeli airstrikes earlier this month. They've got 200 trucks with supplies for 8 million meals ready to enter Gaza through Rafah's crossing and Jordan. The organization is also exploring new sea routes to get supplies to that region.
Two adults, two kids, and three dogs are out of their home after a fire tore through it in Fayetteville. It happened at a house on Pine Creek Court around 5:30 yesterday evening. Fire officials say unattended cooking caused the blaze. There were no injuries, but firefighters did rescue one dog from inside the house. The Red Cross is helping with the family's immediate needs.
Former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may be burying the hatchet. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump met privately with DeSantis Sunday morning in Miami to talk about fundraising and a possible reconciliation after a bitter primary battle. A Trump official tells NBC News DeSantis reached out to the Trump team through a mutual connection 2 weeks ago. The former rivals had reportedly not spoken since January when DeSantis dropped out of the Republican race for presidency.
The number of measles cases in the U.S. and around the world is growing. The World Health Organization says the number of cases worldwide nearly doubled from 2022 to 23. Almost half the cases have been in Europe. As of Friday, the U.S. had 128 measles cases this year.
If you need a passport for an upcoming trip, there's a chance you can get that help with the process today. The Passport Fair is happening today at Wake County Commons Building on Korea Drive in Raleigh. That fair runs from 9 this morning until 3:30 this afternoon. You can find a list of documents that you'll need to bring with you at wake.gov.
It is 4:48, and if you like it warm, no need to jet off anywhere because we'll get that warm weather right here. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're preparing for a week of the 80s.
A little bit of a sneak peek at summer because we'll be in the mid to upper 80s several days. I mean, you know, our full-on summer is in the 90s, the really humid conditions, so we won't quite be there. But again, like I said, kind of a sneak peek. 60 degrees right now in downtown Raleigh with a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. That southwesterly wind is what's helping to bring all the warmth and moisture in. Temperatures will be in the 60s until around the middle of the afternoon. We climbed to 75 at 11 o'clock, and 75 is actually our normal high for this time of year. 75 feels good, you know, this time of year. I mean, it is the normal. It's the average. Lots of thunderstorms in the middle of the country, but this high pressure system sitting just offshore is going to keep all of that to our west for the next several days. We do have the chance of a few isolated storms for late Tuesday and into Wednesday, but we're not likely to see this kind of severe weather that they're seeing out across the Midwest. We take a look at futurecast for us. We're going to kick things off tomorrow because today is just going to be clear and dry and a beautiful day. Warm, but beautiful. Here's lunchtime. We start to cloud up a little bit at lunchtime. We have some showers back to our west at 5 o'clock, but watch what happens as that front gets closer to us. It really just fizzles. So we'll see very little rain on Tuesday. The front starts to lift back to the north during the day on Wednesday, and that may bring us a better chance of some scattered showers. We can take this version of futurecast out until around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can see those showers starting to develop. Heading out the door this morning, it's a touch breezy. We're looking at winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this afternoon, we may see some gusts up to around 15. But still, it's going to be really nice to eat your lunch outside. Our humidity is on the lower side. Look at it, 78 degrees with lots of sunshine. So yes, lunch outside today is a go in my book anyway. 85 in Raleigh, Durham, and in Fayetteville for highs this afternoon under mostly sunny skies with some light wind. Our dew point is in the comfy zone today, but it starts to creep up starting tomorrow. Once we get into the 60s, the humidity is noticeable. It's tolerable. And once we get to 70s, then it gets steamy and tropical, but it'll be in the low 60s. So you'll start to notice it in a couple of days, especially once we see that chance of rain on Wednesday. Notice that our temperatures do remain above normal. The yellows and the oranges are above normal. That all the way into the weekend. So again, our normal high is 76 and our highs will mostly be in the mid 80s all the way through Friday. We do have the potential for a few isolated showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. It is a Cohen Race for the Cure, and we are a proud sponsor of that race. Mike Mays and Lena Tillett will be out there for the run. We'll talk more about our chances for storms over the weekend in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Two giant pandas will soon make their way from China to the U.S. when that pair is set to arrive at the San Diego Zoo.
And construction of the ship known as Titanic 2 will start soon after years of delays. Where the project stands.
Tonight, you can learn more about Wake County Public Schools' American Indian Education Program. An open house and public hearing is happening tonight, 6:30 to 8. It'll be at the Garner Training Center on Avery Street. Students, administrators, program coordinators will all share highlights from the past year and important information about efforts across the county. American Indian tribal leaders and urban indigenous organizations will also be part of the discussion.
Britney Spears has settled her years-long legal dispute with her estranged father. Britney and her father, James Spears, have been arguing for years over legal fees for his role as his daughter's conservator. The conservatorship started in 2008. It was terminated in 2021. Britney Spears' lawyer says the settlement means her wish for freedom is now truly complete. Terms of the settlement were not released.
After years of delays, a ship known as Titanic II is back on track to hit the high seas. An Australian billionaire has been the driving force behind creating the exact replica of the Titanic. He's had plans for more than a decade, but the project has faced a lot of snags. But now he is ready to get back to work, and he's getting proposals from shipbuilders right now and hopes to get construction started by the beginning of next year.
It's in the books. China has signed an agreement to send two giant pandas to the San Diego Zoo. The goal is to start a 10-year international giant panda conservation cooperation. The two pandas, male and female, will be sent to California at the end of the summer. The zoo is renovating and upgrading the enclosures to create a larger living space for them. This is the first time China has agreed to loan pandas in the U.S. in two decades. They'll be munching on that bamboo.
Protesters have set up an encampment on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill, where you are looking live right now. What they're demanding from school administrators.
And the NFL is trying to prioritize player safety with the approval of new helmets.
If you're going to take a punt from Mike Tyson straight to the face, would you rather put a pillow over your face or take it straight on?
The soft shell helmets and how much they can protect players from head injuries.